I'm going to start out by I'm going to talk a little bit about RVFM, the River Valley Fellowship of Ministries. River Valley Fellowship of Ministries began in 2017. In 2017, myself, Pastor John Neitzel, Pastor Tom Backey, and Reverend Vern Norton were getting together and spending time praying. We've been praying together for, maybe a couple of years at that point. We just got together once a week and we'd spend about an hour praying and talking. And God began to work on us about his desire to have an association of churches and to plant churches in the River Valley. And so we began to pursue that, and God began to lead us in that direction. And as we, Pastor John said yesterday that if God had told him what would happen, he said he would have been too terrified and ran away. Just what's happened to this point, what we've come to walk through to this point, would have probably scared us. And if God had told me back then what was going, we were going to go through, I probably would have run away too. That's why God doesn't always tell us where we're ultimately going. He gives us the steps because we can't handle the fullness of where he wants to take us. Because there's the struggle and there's the blessing. The blessing is worth the struggle. That's the amazing part of it. That actually, the blessing far surpasses the struggle. Far surpasses. It can't be compared with the struggle. But sometimes in our naturalness, we will resist because we don't see the blessing. We only see the struggle. So we've been pursuing this. We've been going through. We've had some ups. We've had some downs. We've had some successes and we've had some failures. Just the reality of it. But in all this, we're trying to keep our eyes on where God's leading us. And even though we make mistakes, even though we do the wrong things sometimes, this is the direction we're going, and we let God correct us and bring us back into the right place, the right time, for the right purpose. So the River Valley vision comes from a prophecy from 1940s. There's a prophecy that says that God was going to begin a revival, is beginning a revival in the River Valley, just before he returns. And that revival will sweep down the River Valley, and that there will be miracles, there will be healings, there will be financial blessings, there will be God moving, and there will be a return to biblical living. And entire cities, entire communities will become converted to the Lord. So this is, and it will have an effect 100 miles in each direction. And just so you know, that actually encompasses the Twin Cities. So this is where we started. We started praying that out and believing God for that. That's where this began. And then God spoke to us about our responsibility in it. And he says, I want you to plant churches. I want you to plant a network of churches in the River Valley so that people have a place to go. Because, you know, people can get saved, and then that's the extent of their revelation knowledge of Christ. And then they just spend the rest of their life struggling along and not knowing the fullness of what God has given them. They only know Jesus and him crucified, and they know that they're saved. But they don't understand the blessings that God has given us through his revelation, through his life. And so that's kind of where God's placed us. He's positioned us here and said, I want you to plant churches in the River Valley in order to bring those people in and teach them the word of God and to connect them one with another. That's the vision. And we're moving forward. And now this year we got the prayer. I don't know. Do you guys still have this thing? Have you still been praying? Yeah, I know. I actually got things scribbled on mine. But we're praying for this, and there's areas that God has given us to focus on, and we're beginning to see fruit in that. New Richmond is starting. New Richmond is starting. Pastor John today is starting a virtual church. He's starting a virtual launch. After a service at Lake Elmo, they're going to start videotaping some services, and they're going to start putting it out there in the community. And so one of the things that we're going to do to help is once I get a hold of where that video is, I'll let you guys know where it is, or I'll probably connect it and send it out in a text, and then you're going to go on it and like it. You want to know why? The more likes, the more visibility. So if we like it, it gets a greater, because they use algorithms, and the algorithms are all based on viewability. How many views does this have? Well, it, obviously there's this many people that have viewed it, so people like it, so it bumps it up in people's ability to see. So the more of us that will like it, the more visibility it gets. So we're going to help the church out by just giving it a like. Just like it. And it's a simple thing. We can all do that. We probably should subscribe as well. And well, you know, yeah. Watch it. It's John Moe. It's going to be awesome. I mean, you talk about pastor. You want to be pastored. John Moe is the guy you want to watch because he's a pastor. He's a pastor's pastor. He loves that stuff. Me, not so much. I'm going to leave that to Jesse. He can pastor. But I've been along for this ride from the beginning for RVFM. I've been part of it. I've been in it. And I'm amazed that I'm involved. I'm amazed that God's even had me. I'm like, who am I? I'm like the youngest guy in the group, the one that's ministered the least. And I'm like, why am I here, God? But I have a place. God's put me there because he wants me there. And, you know, who am I? Who am I to question God? If God wants me there, then I'm there. So we've come to a point where things have been changing. Things have been moving. Pastor John is stepping more into his calling in an apostolic capacity to plant churches and to oversee the vision and to push it forward. And in the same way, I feel a push to enter more into my calling as a prophetic minister, as a prophet in the kingdom of God. And one of the things that's happened is God's been dealing with Pastor John about having a prayer ministry or somebody who has the job to pray for RVFM, having a paid intercessor in the organization, because there's been a lot been going on. There's some, you guys know about my eye and the struggles I've been having with that. Marta, Dan and Marta, Lewis, Marta's been had a lot of back problems and dealing with that. There's been other things that have been going on, and it became evident we need somebody who's going to be praying, and that's going to be part of their job. And I was asked if I was interested, and in the process, I agreed to it because it seemed right to me. It was where God was leading me. And I will tell you, the point at which I knew absolutely that was going to happen is I had a dream a while ago about RVFM. And in that dream, how much of this do I want to share? There is a train car, and we're on the car, Pastor John, myself, and another minister, and then there's a bunch of people from RVFM that I knew they were RVFM, but I didn't recognize them. They were to give context to the dream. And I know that this train is RVFM. Why? It's a ministry. It's a vehicle that's getting you from one place to the other. And it's individual cars connected together, churches, cars, connected together, all moving in the same direction. It's RVFM. And at one point, this guy comes running up and he says, "They're not going to help us. They're not going to help us. They're not going to help us." So, and it's what they were telling us was we weren't going anywhere. We didn't have the power to go. And I looked at Pastor John and this other guy, and we knew exactly what needed to happen. We didn't say anything. I only said one thing: I think towards the front is best. So we start walking towards the front. We extend our hands, and immediately a car engine starts to be formed. Another car on this train, and it was an engine. It was a power unit. And as we're moving forward, as it's fully taking place, they're ahead of me, and I turn and I look at this unit. I said, I need to start working on this. I'm going to start working on this. And this is a power, it's a generator. I started working on a generator. Last RVFM worship night, on my way there, God said to me, this is that. This is that dream. The creating of the power generation unit to cause this thing to move forward. And when he said that, then all of a sudden I knew the generator was my responsibility, and that's prayer. Part of my responsibility is going to be, not only am I going to be praying for RVFM, but also to help prayer teams for the individual churches and prayer ministry in general for RVFM. Pastor John has a power generation unit that he needs to work on, and his is the gifts of the Spirit. Seeing the members and the body begin to step into operating by the gifts of the Spirit and making sure that it's done in proper order, that you guys know how to operate in it and that you're empowered to do it. And then the other one is worship. So it's worship, it's prayer, and it's the gifts of the Spirit that are going to empower our organization moving forward. This is how we're going to get where we need to go. This is where we're at in the vision for RVFM. And this is, you are part of that. And you guys get a little bit more of it than some others might, because I'm part of the leadership in RVFM. I can't separate that out from my ministry and what I'm doing in the church, because you're part of it. You're part of this bigger picture. And so we're going to move forward in that. But that's for the denomination. That's for the larger vision. We planted Prescott. Prescott's going. And we're believing with Pastor John that it's going to move forward, that there's going to be breakthrough, that they're going to impact the community. They're having an outreach on Halloween. Prescott is. Pray for him. Pray for him. He was telling me that on one end of the block, they're having a, what did they call it? Do you remember? Yeah, like a haunted house, kind of scary night kind of thing. And on their side, they're going to do a light the night. So they're going to have, you know, the devil and Jesus on the same block. So we're going to pray for them that they have tremendous impact, that the light shines. So if God lays it on your heart, please pray. Please pray for them, because they're trying to affect that community for the glory of God. And we know that they can and will, and we just need to agree with them. New Richmond, like I said, it's starting. It's going forward. Some of the members said, well, we've already got a church. Says, we do worship, and then you get up and give a message, and then we share. We've already got church going on. The only thing we're missing is the offering. We need to have an offering. So essentially, they've already started. The church is going. And so they just need to move forward in that. And that's why part of the reason why they're starting the launch. They're just doing it. Vern's still looking at St. Paul. He's still moving forward. We've got a little bit of resistance there. Big shock. You know. But we know that God wants us to start something over in the cities. We've got that going on. The Forest Lake small group just started up last week. You know, that's been an area that we've been praying about. And I totally believe that small group's going to turn into a church. Whether Tom likes it or not. But it's going to be amazing. We're going to see that crop up. We licensed a couple of ministers on Saturday. It was awesome seeing the younger ministers coming in and coming up and being licensed and recognizing the gifts and that moving forward. We've got Karis in there going strong, teaching the solid word to these younger ministers and older ministers that are going. And then we've started up the ministry training center to train people how we want to have things done within the churches, to give them a little bit more structure about how the details of how a church functions and the nuances of running a board and marrying and burying and the fivefold ministry and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, we're just going forward. This is amazing what God's doing. It's crazy. And things seem to be getting faster and faster. And so we're just holding on and going with it. But then we have our church. Our church isn't RVFM. This is the Lighthouse. We're part of RVFM, but we're not exclusively RVFM. You know, we are RVFM Lighthouse. I got to get the name changed on the sign. But that's our that's our legal name, according to the government. We are RVFM Lighthouse Church. And we have a vision. God has given us a vision. God has given us some things to do. And we need to be focusing on what God's given us to do, as well as being part of the larger vision. Our church, there's two things that God's really laid upon our hearts and spoken to us about. One is that he's called 120 individuals to be part of this church by name. By name. One Wednesday night, God started speaking through me by the Spirit in tongues, giving a list of names. And I finished that list. I mean, it's just like it's going on and on and on and on. And I'm like, God, I don't want to stop, but I also don't want to keep going on forever. And so I had to just trust God that eventually it would stop. And it did. And then I started talking to people about what happened. I said, I was just listing out. And as I was listing them out, I said, God, what am I doing here? And he said, this is a list of names that people need to come to the church. And so I started telling the people that were there, this is what was happening. God is listing out by name, calling them by name to come and be part of this fellowship, to be part of this church, to be, this is their home church. This is where God's calling them to be. This is where life is for them. This is where their future is for them. This is where their blessing is for them, because God's called them to be part of this. And I told him, I said, you know, we're listing out names of people God's called to be here. I said, I don't know how many it is. The Holy Spirit immediately said 120. So it's 120. But I also know that's only the first list. But we're working on the first list that God's given us. And so on Wednesday nights, we spend some little time teaching, and then we pray. We pray for the vision. We pray for these people coming into the church. And you know, the devil tries to stop people when they're called. When God begins to work in people's lives, the devil begins to get involved because he doesn't want to see them set free. And so we stand in faith and pray for them so that they have freedom to come. And the other vision that God has given our church is God has invited us to come behind the veil. To come behind the veil. To come be with him behind the veil. Into the Holy of Holies, into the very intimate place with God. But God said this, he says, I'm the God that doesn't change. You have to change. God's called us behind the veil, but not to be the same, but to change and become like him. It's like we have our own opinions and our own ideas, but they all have to take the back seat when it comes to being in the presence of God. And letting him reveal himself to us. And that's where we're at. We're in that process of moving forward. Letting God bring us into his presence and fellowshipping with him. And revealing himself, who he is, and what he's expecting and what he's wanting from us. And then he's wanting us to reach out into the community. And draw in people. Not all of those names are saved people. Not all of those names are people that know who Jesus is right now. They're people that are going to know Jesus because of you reaching out and touching their lives and sharing the love of God and sharing the revelation of Jesus Christ and seeing them born again. That's what we're about. That's our vision. And right now, what do you want us to do? Right now, we're spending time praying for them. We're letting God lead us and guide us. We're being open to the Holy Spirit for him to let us know, I need to slow down a little bit. I'm going to take a drink. I'm just really excited. Right now, we are focusing on, God, what do you want us to do? How can we prepare? How can we prepare for the people that are coming in? How can we prepare our hearts? How can we prepare the structure within the church so that we can accommodate people? You know, when you got people that come in, you got younger families, you know what? They got kids. You know, those kids need to be taught. And they're not going to get it in here. I'm too advanced for them. I got to keep you guys entertained. So I leave that to my wife, who loves children, especially obedient ones. Doesn't every parent? But yeah, and she's got a heart to minister to these kids and see them know who Jesus is and to know the Word. To know the Word. To know what the Bible says. What it truly says. Not just fun little stories. So, but she needs help. She needs people to help her. She can't do all of it. So far, she's been doing most of it because we have small. But as we get more people come in, there's going to be more. And praise God for helpers, because we're going to need them. You know, and then worship. We got a worship team going. Rita, bless God, has stepped up to lead it. Thank you. And so she's working at it. She's working at it, figuring it out, trying to get this thing going. And she needs help. She needs people that are going to help her and stick with her through the hard times. Because sometimes it don't go so well. Sometimes it just doesn't. When you're trying to get something going, sometimes you have disasters. You know what? Sometimes you learn more from your disasters than your successes. I can attest to that. You know, it seems like every time I've stepped out in an area, the first time seems to be a little bit of a disaster. Actually, that's not true. It's usually the second time that's the disaster. The first time usually works out okay. And then I go to do it the next time, and it's just boom, and just pie in the face, you know? But then I learn. Then I learn, and then I grow, and I get more comfortable, you know? And the awkwardness of me, you know, it's like, whoa, what if I mess up? Well, I already have, so there we go. But we need to move forward. We need to have an open heart for the people that are going to be coming in. We need to allow God to change us and make us new and ground us upon the Word, on His Word, and what He says about things, and having His heart, so that when people come in, they'll see Jesus. They'll look at us and they'll say, "You guys, you are what I read in the Bible about Jesus. You guys are doing it. This is what I've been looking for." We say, come on in. Come on in. Let Jesus change you. Become new. Become what God's called you to be. Become what God's called you to be. You know that when we are born again, we are a new creature in Christ Jesus. You are not the same that you were. You are a new creature in Christ Jesus. The old is passed away. Behold, all things are new. That nature that was in you before is now a new nature. And we need to pursue our new nature and not our old, stinky, nasty nature that used to dominate us. You know, sometimes we have habits. Sometimes we have mental processes that have taken up root in our mind. And we need the Word of God and we need the family of God to help us work through it and become new. And that takes a process, and that takes a determination to stay part. To stay part, even when things get tough. Oh, I don't like the way that they said this and they did that. You know what? Are you gonna go where God told you to go? Are you gonna be where God's asked you to be? Are you gonna stick where God wants you to stick? Because that's the only way that God's gonna be able to change you. And for you to then become like Christ. And as you've noticed, I'm not your fluffy guy. I'm not a fluffy man. Oh, it's okay. You're going to be all right. No, I'm going to tell you. Knock it off. Stop it. You're like Christ. You're like Christ. Jesse, tell me to knock it off. Come on. Thank you. Sometimes I need to hear it. Knock it off. I'm just as human as you are. But I have a gift. I have a calling. I have a responsibility. And that's you guys. To minister to you. To make sure that you grow up into the knowledge of Christ. To become a mature man. Or a woman. The reality is that in Christ we're all sons of God. We're all sons of God. And God wants us to grow up and be like Jesus. Not to be Jesus, but to be like him. Because you are you. You have your own unique talents and abilities. The grace that God has given you is there for a reason, because you can be a blessing. So let's discover that grace. Let's discover those gifts so that you can be a benefit and a blessing to those around you. And we can all work together towards this goal of seeing Christ glorified in the River Valley. Because we want to burn for you, Lord. We want to burn for you. Let your name be glorified and magnified. Let us burn with a passion for your name, for your kingdom, for your glory, and for your honor. That the name of Jesus will be glorified and magnified from one end of the River Valley to the other and 100 miles in either direction. That the name of Jesus is exalted and glorified, even by its enemies, that they would say, Jesus is here. And we bless you and we glorify and we honor you this day. Your kingdom come and your will be done in this church, in this area, in this region, in these lives, in these families. And I ask in Jesus' name, amen.